Yes, deep into injury time, and as Galway hanging on to a slender 1-point lead, the final whistle could come any moment now. But it's Cathal Sweeney's 49th minute goal, the crucial score that regained the lead for Galway after they trailed by 6-4 at half time. And well, the game management has been a bit precarious at the time for the Tribesmen. They've given the ball away on a number of occasions, but haven't been sufficiently punished by the home side. Galway defending in numbers and breaking for scores from Daniel O'Flaherty, Johnny Heaney, and Robert Finnerty, with Johnny McGrath putting 3 points between the sides 5 minutes from the end. But to Tyrone, well, they're pressing for this equaliser now. They had a superb Kieran Daly point, followed by a Colin Kilpatrick mark, but they still trailed by a single point. And Galway on the attack. We'll hang on until the end here, because it's almost over. Sean Kelly has burst through under pressure, and he has punched the ball over the bar, but a man in the square. The score has been disallowed, and it's still a 1-point game in Galway's favour. They're looking for their first win of the season here this afternoon. They have 1 point on the board, having drawn with Roscommon last time out. Tyrone, well, their only result, positive result, has also come against Roscommon, a win on the opening day before losing out to Ulster rivals Derry in Celtic Park. But Tyrone, well, pushing everybody forward in search of this equaliser, and we've gone beyond the 4 minutes that referee Joe McQuillan has allocated as additional time. But Tyrone, maybe with one last score, Kieran Daly looked like he was going to take on the shot there, but turns back inside, gives it to Niall Morgan, but the final whistle has gone, and Galway have held on here for the narrowest of wins here at O'Neill Sheedy Park. Final score from the OMA venue is Galway 110, Tyrone 12 points.